B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party podcast. You are hearing Mainey's voice, and you didn't hear off mic Loren talking to herself. What are you doing?
I was talking to myself. I was trying to talk myself in or out of going to the chiropractor today. I'm not sure which one.
What, you always have so much stuff to do. I usually have like two things to do. I have one thing to do before my only job for the afternoon is to keep an eye on the kids.
Yeah.
Dean gets off the bus at 2:30. I have him. Then I got to pick up Ruby from the nanny at 3:30, and I'm on full dad duty.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I have like either one thing, never more than one thing to do before 2:30.
Yeah, no, I don't have a lot to do today. I just don't. I was like, well, does my back really need it? Because I was there on Saturday, and, you know, I was like going through that, those mental checks.
The more you go, and by the way, shameless plug, but my high school / childhood friend, Dr. Marco out in Ballantyne, Dr. Steve Marco. Where's the bell? The plug bell.
Well, you can't reach it. There we go.
He now sees Loren and myself. I'm going for shoulder therapy because my shoulder hurts.
Yeah.
He's not only a chiropractor, he's also an extremity guy. So he can work on legs, arms, all that stuff. But yeah, you should go because the more you adjust, the better you adjust each time.
Okay. All right.
I'm telling you.
Talk me into it.
Roy wasn't here today, and he was out feeling under the weather. Hopefully he's back tomorrow. But I thought today's show was all over the map with, like, our conversation. And we start at 7 a.m.
We're doing a rap party podcast. If you'd like to come in, that's producer Nicole,
everyone.
Come join us.
Producer Nicole is in another room. But 7 a.m., we talked about something which was actually really funny, which was the thing that you complain about right now in life and you're never going to stop complaining about.
Yeah. And we heard all kinds of complaints from traffic to people smacking when they eat, which is disgusting.
We got a lot of text messages. I'm the food snapper, though. Like, Amanda always yells at me, and she's like, you're smacking your lips.
Ugh.
You're talking with your mouth open, by the way, which I do. And you're also a loud chewer.
And you're a loud cougher. You're just
she
loud.
She said that. She goes, when you cough, you take in a big breath. I go, like that.
Like, the inhale doesn't match the cough, though.
But I can't. Yeah, it's like my cousin, when she used to sneeze, she would go, like that, with big breath, but a little sneeze. Somebody said one-uppers, the people that can never just empathize or nod. They have a bigger and better story.
Mm-hmm.
They hate that. When people drive under the speed limit, the most annoying thing is when you say, hey, how are you? And they say, fine, thanks, and they don't ask you back.
Really? That annoys people? I hate that small talk. I'd rather just not do it at all.
People trying to talk to me when I'm trying to watch my show?
Yeah. You know what's annoying to me? If I'm trying to do something on the computer and, like, everyone's trying to have a conversation with me, I'm like, can you not just see that I'm doing something and wait until I'm finished?
This is a really good one from area code 828. What annoys me is people who buy a car that's exactly like the cops drive. And
Roy,
then they pull up behind me and I start going the speed limit because I think it's a trooper, but then they blow past me. That's super annoying. You know what else I'm going to complain about? How about the security cars? The cars that are security guards, but they're just like cops to the T. They're black and white. They have like, but instead of police, it says like protective services, but they look exactly like a cop car.
So I had one behind me not too long ago. It was like, I guess the end of last week, and they had their lights on, and the guy was like riding my ass. Like,
really?
I was supposed to move over for him. And I'm like, you're not a cop. Like, I'm not moving. I'm not pulling over to the shoulder for you to go around me.
Yeah, exactly. Man, people who drag their feet, pick your feet up when you walk. There's so many text messages. This might have been the biggest text segment we've ever done. I hate when people pull out in front of you and there's absolutely nobody behind you and they want to go slow.
Mm-hmm.
When men tell me to smile.
Mm.
I'm going to text that person back. All capitals. All capital text is good, right?
No, that means you're yelling. I'm such an old man.
Let's see. This is all baby name text, which we're going to get to next. It's hard to find.
What was your like pet peeve that you always complain about, Manny?
The thing that I always complained about was when, people get their bags off the carousel and they don't move their bags to the back. So their bags are just lined up and then you can't get in at the airport. Mm-hmm. You can't get into the baggage carousel.
Yeah. And Nicole, what's yours? Because I feel like you could probably go on and on with just us.
Well, yes. we won't open that Pandora's box. Mine is when you're driving and there's two lanes at a stoplight, like, and both of them go straight, but the one on the right is straight and turning, mm-hmm. right? And that people stop at the stoplight, but they're going straight.
They should be in the left-hand lane.
They should be in the left-hand lane. So now I'm stuck behind one person at a stop sign or at a stoplight when I could turn on red.
You know, you just reminded me of how much I despise when two people are going the same speed limit on a two-lane road and you can't get around them. I'm like, somebody, something's got to give. Come on, guys.
And also, I hate when people, I think there's a word for this, but when there's traffic on the highway or on a road or something, and it's literally people just slowing down to
rubbernecking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to look at a crash or to look at something, and it's like, move the fuck on.
Rubbernecking is bad, by the way, when it's in the other direction and your direction is slowing down and it's not even on your side of the highway.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wrote down, too, you're right, I forgot. People who watch videos or listen to music or talk on the phone in public on speaker. Put that ish on your headphones.
I do it. I don't mean to. I think it's just like a force of habit. If my hands are full and I'm like carrying groceries and someone calls me, I always answer it on speakerphone.
I was that person yesterday because I was FaceTiming with somebody in the car, but I had to go into the grocery store to get some groceries, and I definitely walked into Harris Teeter while FaceTiming.
It's just so loud. Aren't you afraid that the person on the other side is going to say something that's like...
Well, yes, because I'm the person where if I see someone else does that, I scream penis.
Okay.
That's funny. I think Roy does that too. all right. Then the other thing we talked about was the Lorenz dilemma.
Yeah, so two of my friends are pregnant, and they are fighting over a baby name. And somehow I got caught in the middle via a text message. It was a group text. The girl that's farther along revealed her baby name through a picture.
Mm-hmm.
She sent us a picture of the nursery, and the name was on the wall. And it was, I mean, the nursery is beautiful, great name. It's Kendall. But there's four people in the group text. The one person sent it. Two of us responded. One person did not. Well, the person that did not respond is also pregnant and just found out she's pregnant. Didn't think anything of it at the time.
Right.
But then I saw on Facebook that she is also naming her baby girl Kendall.
Dun, 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 dun.
And, you know, everyone loves to throw me in the middle of things and make me mediate and find out as much, you know, do recon and find out as much about the situation as I can. So
what did you find out? Did she steal the name? Did she admit to it?
She never admitted to it, but she did, I don't want to say backpedal, but jingle the keys in mm-hmm. another direction so that we would look there. And her thing is, like, she thought it would be cute for the two little girls to grow up together and have the same name.
Yeah, you don't 100%.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Believe that excuse?
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. Like, could they both have always liked that name? Sure.
Yeah.
Could they also have had a conversation and, like, subconsciously both retained that name? Yeah. But I think consciously, if you were going to name your kid that, then you should probably reach out to the other person and find out how they feel about it. But now that the girl is farther along, she wants to change her baby's name because she doesn't want that to happen.
And that's crazy, too.
Yeah.
But so where I go with it is I'm wondering if that person, the person who's newly pregnant, just wanted to have the same name as the person who is about to give birth. And no matter what that baby's name was,
no,
newly pregnant person was going to use that name.
I don't think that's the situation.
Okay.
I think if the baby's name was Sarah, I don't think they would both be named Sarah. Like I said, could they have both liked the same name and had a conversation at some point and retained that? Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So text messages, y'all, came in about who stole your baby's name, the baby name. and we got a lot of messages from people. Like this one from 336. I had a family member that needed home health care. I was pregnant when we met the new aide. Now we both have a Silas. Mine is spelled different with a Y. She became pregnant before I had my baby, but knew his name throughout the last 7 months of her pregnancy. And my honey's...
Isn't that Justin Timberlake's baby's name? Mm-hmm. So maybe you both stole it from Justin Timberlake subconsciously. That's what I mean. You know, it's like I have a Cashton, and I know that he's not going to be and has never been the only Cashton.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody's, I guess, that close to you, it changes things a little bit. But I like we got a text message today that said from a woman who said she heard the name Cashton on our show and she wanted to name her kid Cashton, but with a K. Mine's with a C. And they ended up having a girl, so they didn't use it. But now her sister-in-law wants to use that name for her little boy.
And does that bother you?
No, not at all. I'm actually very flattered by it. Just don't take Cashton Duke.
So then we got a text message from someone who said, it's super annoying. I will not reveal my baby name. I had a baby a week ago. I kept her name a secret until birth. And if someone uses the same name, I will hurt them.
I mean, do you care after the baby's born? I get it when you're pregnant because like that's you're enjoying the process. Like it's really just supposed to be about the baby. But again, it's not like your kid's going to be the only person ever with that name. There's only so many names, people.
The last text message from 618 said, my friend found out her fiance cheated on her and got the other girl pregnant. They used the name that those two had, okay?
Yeah.
They named the baby of the other person after the name that those two had in their vault of names.
Yeah, that's shitty.
Stole the name that she wanted to name our son.
I'm just as upset about that.
How about the accents? Let's quickly run through those because that was a funny conversation. The sexiest accents in the world. The top three were Irish, followed by Italian, followed by Scottish. And the amazing thing on today's show, and hopefully, like we've told you before, the podcast is so much better when you listen to the real show first, whether you listen to it 6 to 10 on Kiss95.1 or you stream us on the Kiss95.1 app. But we had all three call in. We had an Irish person, your au pair, Elena, called in.
From Italy.
And I got to be honest, out of all of them, like Elena had a hard time understanding. But you understood her word for word.
Yeah. I mean, I speak to her every day, so yes.
You still have a hard time? Is there still like a
No, the only time I ever barrier? Have a hard time is, and I've told Elena this, but she has a really bad habit of like starting a conversation without a subject. So she'll just think, but she says she does the same thing in Italian too. So she will like think that I'm automatically going to know what she's talking about.
It's black and I like black, but not with the tan. And you're like, what is it that you like? And she's like, the car.
Yeah. I'm like, well, we're not even standing next to a car right now. But she said she does that in Italian too. When she speaks to her friends, she just, I guess, gets ahead of herself.
I wonder if baby Cash will have an accent. Because, you know, he's around her as much as he is around you.
I don't know, but he started to say chow, and it's the cutest thing ever. So we'll go, Cash, say hi, guys. And he'll go, hi, guys. We'll say, now say chow. He'll go, chow.
That's funny. So the top three were Irish, Italian, Scottish. And we heard from our good friend, Scotty the Scotsman, who said he was working out. He heard us call, told him that we needed him to call in. He got done with his workout. Then he called in. And Nicole, he referred to us as the Ryan Seacrests of Charlotte Radio.
He did.
What? Did that annoy you?
No, I knew you wouldn't let that go.
And then what was funny that I said to him at the end that you were laughing about?
Oh. Yeah, he was like getting off the phone, and like sometimes when people get off the phone, they're like, oh, you guys are great, love you, you know, yada yada. But he got off the phone and he said, okay, have a good day. And then he goes, you guys are magic. And then hangs up. And then Manny goes, we know it. Have a good one.
What I was really doing was saying, because he goes, I got my workout done. You know, I always listen to you. And, you know, I love you guys. And I was saying, we know it, that he always listens to us, which we really appreciate. But the other question that was really funny, too, was as a foreigner, as somebody who wasn't born in the United States, how do you view the English accent, like the American accent? Do you see it as like the New York accent, the Boston accent, the Northwest, like.
Yeah. Or is it Southern or California or Midwest?
We got text messages from people that couldn't call in, but they were out of the country. And let's see here. The Californian accent is the closest to the Canadian English, and that's our friend Josie Ann from Montreal. She said that she sees the Californian accent as the American accent.
Okay.
Somebody here says, I work with an Irish lady, and I love her and her accent. She swears that no one understands her, but I understand her, and I love it. Boston is the worst accent. Where did you park the car? Somebody said, I find the Russian accent very sexy, but it's got to be a female. The male Russian accent?
I don't know.
Drago from Rocky. Someone said a Spanish accent on a beautiful woman makes me melt, like Camila Cabello.
Mm. I don't know. I mean, what other accents are there? You said two dropped off the list. New Zealand and South African?
Yeah, that's right. This is a funny text from 803. My mom thought that she had a Southern accent. I said, Mom, you do not. You're from the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a great show today. We missed Roy. We will be back tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. We got so much to get to. War of the Roses. It's a legendary War of the Roses that we're going to be playing for you guys. Find out who the Craigslist Thor is. You remember that one, Lorraine?
Craigslist Thor. I do remember.
You need to hear it again. That's why we're going to play it for you and everyone else Thursday morning at 7:50. Enjoy the podcast, everyone. Make sure you share it and like us and all that fun stuff. Follow me at Maney Radio on Instagram.
Oh, my God. He is, like, trying to get as many followers as possible because he's realized that people
aren't... I'm stuck.
Yeah.
It's been a week, and I've gotten, like, one like. And not only that, I've lost likes.
Okay. All right. Go follow Maney.
Well, first off, you got to stop calling them likes. They're followers.
Oh, followers.
He doesn't
okay.
even know.
I know. I sound old. I meant followers. Likes, I don't care about. But followers, I had a bunch. Then Insta cleared out a bunch, and now I haven't gotten any new ones.
And now I know you're lying, because if you used to delete photos if you didn't get so many likes. So I know you care about likes.
18. Has to be 18, or else it gets
Jesus,
deleted.
Jesus, 18.
It's low, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole website dedicated to people who got no likes on their pictures, and it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. Nicole likes that. And it's like somebody in front of like an iceberg. It's a beautiful picture. You know what I mean? Like a one of a kind picture, and nobody liked it.
They probably don't have any followers.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you're in front of the Golden Gate Bridge with your husband, shouldn't you get at least one like?
Yeah, but at least hashtag San Fran.
I guess. No likes. All right. That's the podcast, y'all. At Maney Radio. Like me. No, wait. Follow me.
Follow you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.